This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca and listen to podcasts of our programs and our website.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Hey, and welcome to a new episode of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and of course to you, the listener who loves them. We are a radio show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. I have been out of the studio for 3 weeks on summer vacation, and I am back feeling refreshed and feeling so excited to bring you this episode of Girly So Groovy. Don't get me wrong, every week that I'm in studio, I'm excited to bring you the show, but when you step away for a bit, you realize just how much you love the program. It's my chance as a music nerd, week after week, to make you a two-hour mixtape, and the fact that you get the mandate, the fact that you tune in and join me in celebrating and amplifying voices here on Girly So Groovy just tickles me pink. Coming up in the first hour of the show, I've got music on the way from Regina Spektor, Camera Obscura, OPEP Broadcast, music on the way from Obijou. I've got something special from the Velvet Underground, but speaking of something special, I am so happy to have this in my new music collection. It has been 6 years since we have had anything new from Kate Nash, UK critic darling, singer, songwriter, Kate Nash, the musician known for her cheeky lyrics and catchy piano-driven melodies. She makes her move to Kill Rockstar Records to release her new fifth album. The album is called Nine Sad Symphonies, an album inspired by vintage Hollywood musicals, giving them a modern twist. Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud as punch to present you with brand new Kate Nash here on Girly So Groovy.
Try a little. guess what I'm asking is, am I a number or a person? I want a simple answer, but I'm simply given another diversion. You're working from the inside, but now you find yourself in the building. They say I'm only human. Well, isn't that a problem? Everyone is trying, trying so hard. Well, maybe, maybe you should try a little bit too. Everything you feel can just come undone, and the media supports all the far right scum. I just want to feelings not inside me. The sun has gone and so must I. Do you think we'll know each other when we die? The sky is grey and I'm blue. Have I told you that I love you?
I'll take two of that. I'm chasing a story I heard when I was here last at the back of the class. You pretended you never got lost. You're at the back of the class, in the back of the bus, sitting out at the dance, always saying no thanks. When they see you around, you look down at the ground, but when they walk away, you wish they'd stay. Never, never mind. Stare at everyone there, it's you versus everyone else. Your outfit's a crime, you feel their cold minds placing you under arrest. And you serve your time, drinking all night long, staring at the walls of your jail like home, listening to that song, cause it hurts just right, till everything is gone tonight. Never, never mind, bleeding heart, bleeding heart. Someday you'll grow up and then you'll forget all of the pain you endured. Until you walk by a sad pair of eyes and up will come back all the hurt. And you'll see their pain as they look away and you want to help, but there's just no way. Cause you won the war, so it's not your turn, but everything inside still burns.
Never mind your bleeding heart. Never mind your bleeding heart.
Music right there from Indianapolis-based indie folk sister duo Lily and Madeline, reaching to their 2018 album Canterbury Girls. We heard the song Can't Help the Way I Feel. In the middle, it is New York City pianist, indie folk singer, songwriter Regina Spektor with her song Bleeding Heart. There can't be enough. There needs to be so many bleeding hearts in this world. Just big, big hearts that are bursting. And Regina Spektor is one of those songwriters with just a big, big heart. We heard Bleeding Heart, which is the opening track to her 2016 album, Remember Us to Life. And then kicking things off, starting the entire 2 hours, it is brand new music from Kate Nash. Kate Nash's most recent project was writing an off-Broadway musical, and inspired from that type of songwriting, she took it to continue with that kind of idea to write and record her newest album, Nine Sad Symphonies. As I said, an album inspired by vintage Hollywood musicals by giving it a modern twist. Kate Nash is touring in support of the album. She has concert dates coming up in cities like Chicago, Vancouver, Toronto, Montreal, Grand Rapids. For more information about Kate Nash's new album and her tour, go to katenash.com. So excited to have, again, new music from Kate Nash. Speaking of new music, Camera Obscura are Glaswegian purveyors of indie pop since the mid-1990s. They have built a loyal following for their chiming, hooky melodies and incisive, heartbroken lyrics. The band returns with their sixth album, Look to the East, Look to the West. It is a beautifully sad yet warmly sung album about death and healing, made with subtle country rock and electronic accents. It is Camera Obscura right now here on Girly So Groovy.
It was a big love, she said. Watched you break.
passed your driving test and I felt safe, but yet I couldn't shake that feeling. Bust through the ceiling and I'm sailing away. I got your record coming in the mail now any day. Cold little heart breaks apart with your nail and your hammer. Bang, bang to the beat of my heart.
Come home to me.
When when you have found your fill of toxic masculinity and you just want to strum it all away on your guitar, well, then you've tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to listeners like you. I'm your host, Trevor Klunder. Music right there from San Francisco indie pop singer-songwriter May Powell, who takes a jazzy, playful approach to songwriting. The song is called Scratch and Sniff. That's from her 2021 debut album. The debut album is called Both Ways Brighter. It's the only album May Powell has released. It's available on Bandcamp if you would like to take a listen yourself. It's an album that I'm surprised how often I come back to. The first time I listened to it, I remember thinking it was definitely a fun album. But it's an album, even recently, this summer, I keep kind of coming back to it. In the middle, it is music from Australian indie pop singing songwriting duo Oh Pep, a band formed by childhood friends Olivia Holly and Pepita Emmerichs. And together you've got Olivia and Pepita. Oh Pep is how we get that name. We heard the song Your Nail and Your Hammer. It's from their most recent album, I Wasn't Only Thinking About You, but it's been 6 years now since we've had new music. So curious to know what's happening with Oh Pep. Hopefully we get something in the near future. But speaking of new music that I'm excited to share with you, Camera Obscura, Scottish purveyors of indie pop, Camera Obscura, have a brand new album out. It is called Look to the East, Look to the West. We heard the song Big Love. Lots more music to get to coming up in the next 30 minutes here on the program. I've got music for you from The Velvet Underground, music on the way from a broadcast. But coming up next, a band that may be defunct, but still catches my ear every time I hear them. I am talking about the Toronto indie folk pop band Oh Bijou. They're up next here on Girly So Groovy.